We are in Shar Avodas Elokim, Perek Hey. Oh, Shalom Aleichem also to the people who are here. Shar Avodas Elokim, Perek Hey, Nechodes Alvavis. Nechodes Alvavis is going to lead us through we'll call it a simulation or a sampling of the thought process that leads a person to really start dedicating his life to Hashem. We saw the Chodesh Avavis say yesterday that even though we saw him build up a logical process of reaching this stage, a person learns to observe and to internalize and to appreciate all that Hashem does for him to the point that it brings him to a desire to really dedicate himself to Hashem's service. The Chodesh Avavis we saw yesterday gives a very profound twist on this, and he says that once a person's mind starts moving in that direction and he starts going through the thought process of dedicating himself to Hashem, he says this is actually, as his words were, has ka'as alikimis ha'adam en so sikhlai. This is Hashem connecting with the person and guiding him through the medium of his seichel. In other words, it's a form of Ruach HaKodesh. You and I can have Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh doesn't necessarily mean something esoteric. It means when Hashem involves himself in moving a person's mind in a certain direction, providing him with inspiration, with insight, that since he's reached a certain level, this is Mamish Hashem providing him with. So now, we saw that this starts coming after a person really dedicates himself to a life of growth. And he moves on now to say, in the Lev Toiv, we're in page Reish Lamed Beis, in the Lev Toiv. We'll begin again from Ach. Ach advarim asher adya bohem ha'odam le'inyin ha'ora ha'sikhli. The things that will lead a person to the threshold of this internal inspiration, intellectual inspiration. But first of all, as we said, a person has to have exhausted the level of human seichel, or if we'll put it into other words, to really have developed in himself the natural decency that should come to a person naturally. This is, I think that this connects to a theme that goes throughout the Chodesh Avavis, where he talks about how high levels come very squarely based on the basis of basic levels. Meaning, you don't just jump straight to doing great things without having really nailed in the basics in a very strong way. Famous concept. Right? We talk about the coined phrase that chesed begins at home. Right? This is just an example of this. Before running out to do chesed with the whole world, make sure that first you are fulfilling your basic obligations to the people you're most obligated to. Person might feel a geschmack in saying, do chesed in my home is boring. But you know what? If I go out into the bigger world and I start doing chesed, I'll be glorified, etc. The Chodesh Avavis says, no. Great things have to be on the basis, squarely based on basic things. So therefore he says, before you can talk about being on the level that you're really dedicating yourself to the higher levels of Avodas Hashem, you have to make sure that first, the basic levels of decency are well established. And therefore, he says you have to have already really appreciated and internalized the basic tenets of decency. What are they? Kishabeach ha'emes v'ganois ha'kazov. You have to appreciate truth and despise falsehood. Ubchor batzedek v'tzur me'ovel. You should always choose the just way and avoid wrongdoing. Meaning, again, if we're just referring to the basic concept, you have a person who cheats in business and takes advantage of people and gives a lot of tzedakah is not going to make the grade of what Chavis HaLevav is called an Oved Elokim. The basic level is pay the people you should be paying money. Only after that we can talk about big dedications, etc. Gemara Bale HaToivo B'Toivo HaDoisom. And this is a very basic dynamic in the Chavis HaLevav's world and the character of a decent human being. When it's a way of life, gratitude and reciprocating good things that you got from people is a way of life. You reciprocate good with good. You thank for good. And this is interesting also. Another tenet of decency is to punish evil appropriately. Someone does a wrongdoing, to punish them. Viganaisam. And to disparage the wicked. This is a little tricky. We have to be careful. If we're saying this is a basic tenet of decency, so does that mean that every person is expected to be the neighborhood policeman? And whenever I see somebody doing something wrong, I take it upon me to mete out punishment? So here we have to understand that essentially, yeah, just that the Torah, you have to do it according to halachic guidelines, and the Torah gives halachic guidelines for meeting out punishment. But essentially, it is our responsibility, meaning it's your responsibility to see to it that a person that did something wrong will get what's coming to him al pi halacha, in other words, to make sure it gets the Beis Din, etc. What would that mean practically? That if you saw it, you should go to Beis Din to testify. That's really what it means. Okay? But in concept, it's appreciating that wrong deserves punishment. That is, okay? Like we said, practically, it has to be done according to the guidelines of halacha, which basically means that, no, you don't have to be the neighborhood policeman. But in concept, definitely, part of the decent mindset, David Gamil used to talk about this, because it goes in a lot of ways, it goes against modern concepts. The political correctness is to be easy in understanding on wrongdoers. But no, the understanding that evil should be punished is a part of the decent mindset, part of the decent mentality. And to disparage the evil is also a part of that. This is also important to understand because this also gets confusing. We talk about seeing the good in everybody. We talk about seeing the good in everybody. We talk about appreciating the Pintal Yid, right? Every Jew, no matter what level he's at, has that certain piece of goodness in him. And for some people, that takes over to an extent that there is no such thing as wrong. There's no such thing as wrong because you always have to see the good and see the Pintal Yid, etc. You always have to see the good. So there really is no such thing as wrong. That's what causes a lot of problems because it causes a major blurring of the value system. Just to talk from a basic chinuch perspective. So I heard a chosheva chinuch woman say that she was talking about how to relate to different things. And one of the women in the group said, well, I tell my children that different people serve Hashem in their way. So this woman responded and said, so what are you telling your children? That at the age of 14, they can come and inform you, I've chosen my way. So you say, it has to be clear that there is only one way to serve Hashem. There's only one legitimate way to serve Hashem, and that's his way. I think it was Rabbi Kaplan who said that we talk about, you know, different people serving in their way. So we serve Hashem his way, not our way. His way. That's the only way to serve Hashem. That has to be clear. Disparaging evil is, like we said before, a basis. Seeing the good in everybody is a next level. But you know what? It starts with seeing the good in good people. And sometimes we rush to talk about people who are complete wrongdoers, let's see the good in them. There's a certain yitzer hara there, coming to whitewash and to be mitahar things that shouldn't be tahar. But it's also skipping steps. Because first of all, can you see the good in the neighbor that you have a hard time with? Can you see the good in the relative that challenges you? That's really where these things start. Or it's like the Chazon Ish said to Ben-Gurion. Ben-Gurion, they were having an argument about the famous meeting between Ben-Gurion and the Chazon Ish revolving around the law of the girls, drafting girls in the army. The Chazon Ish was fighting it tooth and nail, and Ben-Gurion actually came to the Chazon Ish's house to meet him and to try to negotiate it. And the Chazon Ish, I don't know, there were a lot of very fascinating parts of that conversation. But at one point or the other, apparently the Chazon Ish criticized the secular world. And Ben-Gurion said to him, wasn't that he criticized it. He was talking about the fact that, yeah, there are two worlds here that aren't really going to jive. And Ben-Gurion said to him something to the effect of, you have to have more respect for the secular, because Yisrael afal pi shechata Yisrael. Even if a Jew sins, he remains a Jew. The Chazon Ish said to him, yeah, but you're forgetting that there's another element to that also. Yisrael afal pi shaloi chata Yisrael. Also, the Jew who didn't sin is a Jew. Meaning that's really number one. A Jew who doesn't sin, a Jew who's living according to the way the Torah requires that he lives his life, that's the first person we admire. That's the first person we try to see all the good in, as much good as we can. And also, we have to have clearly defined, yes, in a black and white kind of way. That's how it has to start. This is a subtle point. I want to make sure it's being understood clearly. We have to start with an understanding of what is wrong, what is not a legitimate way of life. Now, could it be that it's not the person's fault? Could it be that the person's doing the best in the circumstances, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? All that's possible. But that's the next stage. That's to start with, this behavior is wrong. This lifestyle is wrong. This act is wrong. Okay, now, is there room to justify it in this case? Perhaps. But if you only talk about the justification without talking about the fact that it's wrong, you're going to have a very confused value system, and you're going to be conveying a very confused value system. So therefore, we have to understand that, yes, number one is a tenet, like we're saying now, a tenet of decency is knowing what's wrong and being able to state that unequivocally. And also the understanding that wrong, when warranted, deserves punishment. After that, there are the finer levels of, after that's clearly in place, you can move on to seeing the good, etc. Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank
Rabbi.
You, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Erev Tov, Yashkar.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Very much.
Thank you.
Erev Tov, Rabbi.